له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we gather on this blessed day of Yom Al-Jum'ah, thinking about the ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ahadith of Rasulullah, there is one thing that every Muslim thinks about it every day. And that thing is, we are 1.6 billion Muslims in the world. We have oil, we have money, we have agriculture, we have wheat, we have rice, we have the resources, we have the land, we have the manpower. We have everything that you can think of that a ummah should have in this dunya. So then, if we have all these things, if the parameters are there, then لِمَاذَا نَحْنُ فَاشِلْ. Why are we unsuccessful and not in the forefronts of the society? Why are, I will not say failure, but why we are unsuccessful? Failure means that somebody tried, but they could not finish it off. But unsuccessful meaning we are still trying, we are still in the juhd, in the striving of the effort to succeed, inshallah, one day. And then when you look at the ahwal al-ummah, if you just take a ja'iza, a review, ihtisab, you'll pick up the 57 Muslim countries, look at the names, and their people, and the leaders, and everything. Do they pray? Yes. Do they fast in Ramadan? Yes. Do they go for Hajj? Yes. In Hajj, 3 million people. But what is it that in the society you have corruption? What is that one thing that acts as an antibiotic, a medicine, to cure any mu'min or mu'mina in a society? That is the mawdu or topic of the khutbah today. What is that one thing that our sahaba used, radwanatum ajma'een, the sahaba of Rasulullah and the tabi'een and the tabi'een and all the muslimin from the time Rasulullah left the dunya till this time, 1427 years. What is that one medicine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and Rasulullah has left behind us as an antibiotic, as something to protect us as well as cure us? Tazkiyatun nufus and tahara. What is that one thing? فَلَمَّا نَنْظُرُ الْقُرْآنِ وَنَنْظُرُ كِلْمَ وَاحِدَ فَقَدْ موت. Death. Because death or mawt is one thing that doesn't just cure muslimin and mu'mineen, but it also cures, or it is a way of cure for the kafirin. Hatta Fir'aun. When Fir'aun is drowning, he sees his mawt al-haqiqi. لماذا mawt al-haqiqi? Because Musa al-Islam kept telling him, Ya Fir'aun, safa tamut. Ya Fir'aun, safa tamut. Oh Fir'aun, you will die. Oh Fir'aun, you will die. Wake up Fir'aun, listen to the da'wah, come believe. Leave the Bani Israel, children of Israel. But Fir'aun was only thinking of mawt al-fikri, not mawt al-haqiqi. Ilm al-yaqeen. There is something that is ilm al-yaqeen. We are mu'mineen, believers who believe not only in just ilm al-yaqeen, but also ilm al-yaqeen. And the kafir, the reason he or she is called kafir, because they believe only in theoretical knowledge, not practical. So when Namrud saw that he's destroyed, he accepted that yes, Ibrahim al-Islam and his Rabb is powerful. When Fir'aun was being drowned, he sang, "Amantu bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa." Al-ana wa qad asayda ma yanfa'ish al-an. Now Allah says in the Quran, in surah, in the surah, that al-ana wa qad asayda. Now, oh Fir'aun, you believe now that you see it die, al-maut, waqi, maut waqi amam. وَمَا فِي فِرَارٍ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. So if Fir'aun says, خَلَاز, now I have to surrender. What is Fir'aun doing when he is drowning in the water? He is doing something that me and you call أَسْلِمْ تَسْلِمْ Islam, submission. He is submitting and surrendering to Allah. Why? مُشْ خَوْفْ مِنَ اللَّهِ خَوْفْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ فِي الْمَاء. هذا قضية قضية مهم جدا يا أخوان. This issue is a very important thing. We always talk about death, we always talk about maut, but al-maut al-waqi, thinking about death is not enough. who mean meaning it. You know the Sahaba, they go to Majma'in, the Sahaba of Rasul, كانوا يعيشون حول الموت. كيف? They used to live around death. They used to go visit the Qubur, graves, and see them. They used to dig their graves and lie inside the grave. ويسألون أنفسهم كيف لما أنا أدخل القبر? How will I be? كيف أجيب إلى المنكر والنكير? They used to lay down themselves flat in the cover and ask themselves, how will I answer منكر نكير? من ربك ما دينك ومن هذا الرجل? يعني هناك استعداد الموت, استعداد not just فكري أو خيالي تفكر, but استعداد عمليا. They practically would do it. So I wanted to share some time about death. Not from the rhetorical point of view that we keep saying, yeah, we have to die one day, yeah. No, how can we use death, mouth, as a medicine? And believe you me, brothers and sisters, whoever you dialogue and discuss and give da'wah and advise, nasiha, about death in a nice way, in an amicable way, if you have somebody sit down on the couch and talk to them and give this adillah, not just dalil, but adillah, the proofs from the Quran and the hadith, and you make them tazkir al-maut, you'll see that even though, let's not say worse, but even the most unpracticing Muslim will come to realization, yes, I think I should spend some time thinking of how to prepare for this event. Now let us see in the Quran, what is death? ما هو الموت? What is the definition of موت, death, in the Quran? ماذا قال عز وجل عن الموت? Allah هو, Allah العزيز, ماذا قال عن الموت? أول آية موجودة في القرآن هو في سورة الملك. تعريف الموت, تعريف لغة واستلاحا في القرآن موجود. The definition of death, scientifically and literally from لغة, from every point of view. Allah is saying, تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا. That تبارك الذي بيد الملك. That may glory be to Allah who has created this ملك. And who is this Allah? الذي خلق الموت والحياة. لماذا? ليش? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَعْمَالَهَا. اختبار موت لكل جميع الناس, مش فقط للمسلمين, حتى فرعون, حتى نمرود, حتى كافرون, حتى منافق. الموت هو اختبار. Listen to this ayah very carefully, brothers and sisters. What is Allah defining death as? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ. إذا أول شيء هو تخليق الموت. الله عز وجل يعترف بنفسه, رب العزة والجلالة, أنا خلقت الموت. الموت خلقت لماذا؟ هل فكرنا في هذا الموضوع؟ الله is saying, don't consider death as something that is just flying around, or don't think that is. No, I created death. A death, موت, هو مخلوق من الله الخالق. الله سبحانه وتعالى is saying, I'm not saying it. الذي خلق الموت ثم ماذا والحياة لماذا? Why? He is the one, Allah, who created death and life. ليبلوكم, so that he may test you, examine you. أيكم, which one of you? هنا this كلمة أيكم يشتمل فيه المسلم والمنافق والكافر والزنديق وكل إنسان. أي إنسان يقول هو بشر, إنسان بني آدم, هو في داخل هذه الكلمة. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah has created death and life so that he may test each one of you, whether you are Muslim, munafiq, kafir, anything. As long as you call yourself insan, human being, you come in this ayah and Allah is talking to you that look, I created death and life so that I may test you, O human being, which one of you, which each one of you, أحسنوا عملا, best in their action, performance, behavior. عمل here does not mean just action and physical thing, work, no. عمل here incorporates everything. Behavior, manners, etiquettes, interaction, معاملات, dealings, actions, deeds, كلام, all of this. أيكم أحسنوا عملا. So now we understand point number one. Allah is defining موت as a مخلوق. And there is something that the Mufassirin say, very amazing thing. سياق الآية تدل على شيء, على الخلفية. The sequence of the ayah, this is a principle in Usul al-Tafsir, that the sequence of the ayah gives you, implies to you, gives you an idea about the background, about something. Hidden meanings, wisdom, hikmah. Look at this ayah. What is Allah saying? Just think for one second. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ مَا جَاءَ أَوَّلًا الْمَوْتَ وَمَا جَاءَ ثَانِيًا الْحَيَاةَ. طيب أي موت وأي حياة هذا؟ What came first? Death in the ayah. What came second? حياة in the ayah. So Allah only mentioned death once, حياة once. What is Allah telling us? Allah is telling us حياة هذا الدنيا ما يعتبر شيء من الله, man, nothing. The life of this dunya holds no value, no meaning in front of Allah. The life of this dunya is a vehicle, a mechanism, a tool, an instrument for the eternal life about whom Allah discussed in this ayah. Because Allah is saying, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is the one, the supreme, the master who created the death. When do we die? We die in this dunya. So first thing Allah is mentioning, when you die in this dunya, this is the beginning of the real life. So when we die in this dunya, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ, you know, whatever happened before this death in this dunya, Allah is not even mentioning in this ayah. Why? To make us realize, don't get too attached to this dunya, this life, hayat dunya. And yes, Allah mentions in another place, what is this dunya? We'll come to that ayah in a second. But what I want you to focus, brothers and sisters, in this ayah, Allah is not even mentioning the life of this dunya. Allah strike right off the bat, right from the beginning scratch, Allah starts with the issue of death. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. So the Mufassirin قَالُوا هَذَا الْحَيَاةَ فِي هَذِي الْآيَةَ بِمَعْنَى حَيَاةُ الْأَبَدِيَّةِ. Eternal life, life forever. Allah is saying, He is the one who created death for you. He gave you death in this dunya, and then He will give you life, meaning from the grave, and then we come in front of Allah's Hisab, Kitab, and then either we enter Jannah or Hashirullah, Astaghfirullah, Na'udhullah, we enter Jahannam. Those insan who are Jahannam will go to Jahannam, they will live. And those insan who are mu'mineen and jannatin, they will go to Jannah. هذا هو الحياة المقصود الذي خلق الموت والحياة. طيب ماذا عن هذه الحياة الدنيا؟ Allah says in the Quran, Surah Ali Imran, Surah 3, verse 185. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. وإنما توفون أجوركم عن يوم القيامة. فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. إذا ما دخلت الجنة فقد فشلت. ما فاز. فقد فاز. وما الحياة الدنيا؟ Allah is asking question. And by the way, all قارئ القرآن, all reader of the Quran, by the way, وَمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Do you know what is the حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا? What's the essence? What is the whole thing? وَمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا إِشْ. It's this, not exception. Swingers. This life of this dunya is nothing إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ, يعني like a mirage. Deception of the eye. You know what kind of deception, brothers and sisters? Summer is approaching pretty soon. If you go on a summer vacation at desert land area, where there's a highway and road going in the middle of the desert, whether it's the Arizona or California desert or the Sahara desert in North Africa or the Gobi desert, anywhere. When you're going on a scorching, even if you're not in a desert, right here even in New Jersey, on a very hot, humid day, if you look down on the surface of the road, you see kind of something sprinkling, sparkling, glittering into your eyes. You think it's water. So you start driving your car faster towards it. And the thing is still there, still sparkling and glittering, but it's getting ever more away from you. So you say to yourself, wait a second, I've been driving 20 miles, I can't catch this water. What is this water? This is the meaning of mata al-ghurur, deception of the eye. It's just a mirage. It's not a real water. It's not exact water. It's a deception of the eye. Your eye thinks it's a water because it's sparkling and glittering, but it's only the humidity in the atmosphere level that is on the road surface, on the asphalt, and you think that there's some water on the asphalt, you keep driving faster. This is exact analytical way of that, of this dunya, this life of this dunya. Hayat al-dunya. There is Allah talking to us about. وَمَا حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. And what is the life of this dunya except a deception of the eye? You keep chasing this dunya, you keep chasing this life in the dunya, like the hot summer day, you're chasing that water on the road, you think it's water, but it's not, you keep chasing it, you keep chasing this dunya and dunya and dunya, and it's mata' al-ghurur. You never get to it. Pharaoh chased this dunya, couldn't get it, drowned in the water. the Namrud chased this dunya, he drowned in the water. Qarun, the one of the people living in time of Fir'aun, who had so much wealth, accumulated everything. Allah said, look, you want wealth here? Wealth has no meaning to me. You as a kafir, as a follower of Fir'aun, Qarun, you have wealth. How much wealth? So much that the keys of the treasure boxes had to be carried on the shoulder by Usba. Usba means at least minimum 7 people or above, from a fawqa. 7 or more people just to carry one key, how many keys they had? And if Allah is saying this, hayat al-dunya was anything, why would Allah create death? And Allah says that, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is saying, I created death. This is also substantiated and proven by a hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, authentic hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, where Rasulullah ﷺ said, after بعد الحساب والكتاب, after the hisab and kitab, accountability, when it is all finalized, and people go to their respective places, Jahannam, the people go to Jahannam, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ may Allah save us from that. And the Jannah, the people go to Jannah, and may Allah enter all of us in Jannah. Then Allah will suffer yunadi. Allah will then call maut, call death, and then kill death. Because in this ayah, Allah is saying in Surah Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ. Allah خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ. الآن الله سوف ينتهي من الموت. Death will be killed and finished, and then Allah will say, announce by the angel, tell the angel, tell them all the people, death has been finished today. Now that you are in your places, you shall live there forever. Don't ever have in your mind thinking that suddenly this life in Jannah is going to end. No. There Allah is giving us a different philosophy, a different psychology. Allah is saying in Jannah, or those in Jannah, relax now, settle down. Feel free for mentally. There is no more sudden death. You know, they use this phenomena or terminology, sudden death, in games, in soccer and football and hockey and whatnot. If the thing is tied up, they say, okay, sudden death. What does sudden death mean? Whoever strikes first wins. Game ended. It's the same thing, brothers and sisters. When we live 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, or 10 years or 15 years, but we don't realize that life in this dunya is sudden death, any moment. Just 2 weeks ago in Patterson, there was a janazah for 2 16-year-old girls who were walking on the street sidewalk. Walking on a Thursday night evening after around 6:37, you're walking going back home. You're thinking in your mind with your backpack on your back, I'm going home, I'm gonna see Baba, Mama. Suddenly a drunk driver driving an SUV, totally drunk, passed out. He swerves from the road, on a regular road, 30 miles per hour speed limit, swerves from the road, hits the island, goes on the sidewalk, hits these two girls, they fly off 35 feet, their bodies are crushed into half pieces. They die fatalistically right there. Not even had the chance to call an ambulance. This is the life of this dunya. Sudden death. Did they know that they'll finish their dinner at home tonight? Did they know that they'll finish the homework that is due tomorrow morning, Friday? Did they know that this guy is coming, a crazy person who's drunk, who's doing haram, and we have so many things in our DWI, we have so many organizations working in this country, in this state, against drunk driving, but this is the fact of life, death. The only fact is that the way their death was meant in the hands of this person who was drunk driving an SUV. Death can be any way. And that is why we understand that Allah is talking about death as a creation. And then that creation will be ended. When? Not in this dunya. After everybody has gone to their respective places. Jannah and Naar. And that is why Allah is saying, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. If you think in your wildest dream or insane that you can stay away from death, or you can buy the best insurance policy, or the best doctor, and the best medicine, and save yourself from death, or you can encapsulate yourself in a sort of thing where you can never die, this person, insane, is fooling themselves. Because Allah is saying, كُلُّ. كُلُّ means everyone. Every Muslim, mu'min, munafiq, kafir, human being, atheist, everyone. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ. Every soul, every human being, whichever soul has been created and is alive in this dunya. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَ. Look at the vocabulary. Look at the mufradat that Allah is using in the ayah. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَ. ذَائِقَ is used for ta'am. كيف ذائقة الطعام? You might ask someone in a phrase, كيف ذائقة الطعام يا أخي? How is the taste of this ta'am? They might say, oh, it's sweet, or it's bitter, it's sour. Allah is saying, موت كما هو مثل الطعام ذائقة. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Everyone has to go through the taste of death. In another ayah in Surah An-Nisa, verse 85, Allah says, to make us understand, realize, أَيْنَمَ تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Subhanallah. Allah is making us, explaining to us in a very easy way. You think you can run away from death? Hold on, wait a second. أَيْنَمَ تَكُونُوا, wherever you are, يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, موت will idrak, يُدْرِك, as if this word idrak, يُدْرِك, those of us who don't understand Arabic, it means like something is after you, chasing you, running around you. Like you run around this room and I chase behind you, I'm trying to get you, take you. As soon as I grab your shirt, adraktak. So Allah is saying, أَيْنَمَ تَكُونُوا, wherever you are, whether you're flying, whether you're in a car, whether you're deep ocean diving, looking at the ocean bed, أَيْنَمَ تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, wherever you are, death will hit you and grab you, take you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُجٍ مُشَيَّدٍ, even if you were in lofty towers, sealed up, thinking, here, death cannot come to me. Let me close all the doors. Let me finish all the windows, board them up. And inside this four wall, death cannot take me. Allah is saying, even if you were in 45 towers, towers with the metal and everything, يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Meaning, don't fool yourself, you're insane. Yeah, you're insane. Don't fool yourself that you can get away from death. So now, this word of chasing idrak, we understand from the hadith of Rasulullah. What a beautiful hadith. Short one. Pay attention to it, brothers and sisters. This is one of the hadiths I love so much. Rasulullah said, when each one of us are created, we are born in this dunya, the moment you come out, and the nurse holds you in her lap, Rasulullah said, every soul when they are born in this dunya, whether they are boy or girl, that same day an arrow is left from its bow. There's an arrow, it has left its bow. And Rasulullah said, what is this arrow? هَذَا هُوَ الْمَوْتِ. The day our mothers gave us birth, that same day an arrow was released, it left from its bow, and that arrow is ever so fast approaching each one of us. If there are 6 billion people in this world right now and counting, there are 6 billion arrows coming their way. But the only thing is, this arrow is invisible. You don't know. The moment somebody dies, the moment the Malakul Maut extracts the roof from your body, that is, the arrow has struck you. Now I ask you this, brothers and sisters. If you're sitting in a park or standing in a park and you see somebody shooting an arrow your way, are you going to just stand over there or do something about it? Answer that question in your mind. And then if you think you're going to do something about it, you're going to dodge, you're going to swerve, you're going to shy away, you're going to run away. You don't want this arrow to hit you. But hold on, this arrow is the arrow from Allah, from Malak al-Maut. It cannot be dodged, it cannot be swerved. It is bound to come to you, like the arrow say, أَيْنَمَ تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. So now this arrow is one arrow that I can never ever dodge or get away from. So then now what should be my strategy? Let's prepare for this arrow to strike us in the best of way. Meaning, be a mu'min of the best kind. Be a nafsun mutma'inna, a ruh salih, ruh mutma'in, ruh muttaqi. So that when the arrow comes, the ruh says on the tongue, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And then the eyes remain open. Whenever somebody dies, if you witness somebody dying, eyes always remain open, they don't close. The person who witnessed the death, they then close their eyes. Why? Because of the hadith of Rasulullah is a matal insan, matal rajul, ittaba'a yumahu ar-ruh. When a person dies, he or she dies, the eyes of that person, of the body, body's last organ of the body, the eye, follows the ruh. Meaning you are seeing your ruh, and that's why the eyes of a dead person remain wide open. Unless somebody shuts it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لك وسلم فاستغفرون غفور رحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه من سنة بسنة يوم الدين أما بعد. In this first part, we understood what is death, ما تعريف الموت, what is the definition of موت, what are the conditionalities of موت and everything. And we said that it's a taste.